Critics of these new gadgets say there are a couple of reasons people should be concerned. First of all, cell phone cameras are small, which means the owners of these devices can secretly take pictures of things they probably shouldn't be taking pictures of. In Japan, for example, retailers have noticed that people are using their cell phones to take pictures of magazine pages. Rather than buying the magazines, it seems these individuals have been photographing the articles and then going home to read them on their computers. And here in the United States, believe it or not, a few health clubs have reported problems with individuals who've been using their cell phones to photograph people while they're showering and changing in the locker room. Because of this, the YMCA, one of the biggest and oldest health clubs in America, recently instituted a ban on camera cell phones. Peter Huntis is executive director of the Westside Y in New York City.
We felt that in order to protect the privacy of our members and our guests, that it was in everyone's best interest to prohibit the use of them in our locker rooms.
So far, private organizations are the only groups to take the step of banning cell phone cameras. But if a piece of legislation being sponsored by Ohio Representative Michael Oxley wins approval in Congress, the usage of these cameras could soon be restricted on all federal property. That would include national parks, cemeteries, even the Capitol building. Tim Johnson is a spokesperson for Representative Oxley. He says it isn't just the size of these cameras that has lawmakers concerned. He says they're also concerned that the digital nature of the photographs allows for the pictures to be widely disseminated.
Congress is trying to update what were sort of called their old privacy laws that were formed when people were just taking still photography pictures to a day when you can have a not just an electronic picture taken, but put it over the Internet and suddenly you become very public to millions of people across the world.
The legislation wouldn't completely ban cell phone cameras on federal property, but it would ban the use of these devices to take pictures of anyone in, quote, sensitive or compromising states. It would also ban the electronic distribution of any of these pictures. Tim Johnson says Representative Oxley and his supporters are hoping the federal legislation could serve as a model for states and municipalities. But representatives from the cell phone manufacturing industry aren't convinced the problem has gotten so out of hand that a federal law is necessary. Rich Blasi is the media director for AT&T Wireless.
Well, we don't think that there's a need for any additional controls to be placed on wireless camera phones at this point. Policing this in places like gyms and such, that could be done on a localized basis.
Cell phone manufacturers may not see a need, but by all indications, Congress does. The legislation that would restrict cell phone camera usage has already been passed by the Senate, and Tim Johnson says Representative Michael Oxley expects the bill to win the approval of the House before the new congressional session begins in January. I'm Maura Farrow.